At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Be a man.
Experience! Are you with me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
What kind of people are there in the world?
There's only two kinds of people. Italians and people that want to be Italian.
What's the best part about being an Italian?
Having an Italian sausage, of course.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
What's the best part about being Italian?
I would say the food, be a man. How about you?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
And then everything else is a close second. The food is at the top of the fucking pyramid.
Give me some good meatballs.
The family, the bros, the whole fucking scene.
The culture, the fucking attitude. The anger.
The anger.
Craziness.
The historic fucking origins in Italy. The most beautiful country on earth. God damn it. Right?
Christopher Columbus Day coming up.
That's right. Some people are opposed. I don't think we are, though, are we?
No.
Being Italian, all due respect, Alfonso, whatever. Don't you want to be Italian? You want to be Italian?
You got a little bit. He's got a little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm like.
Well, your name ends in a vowel, so I thought it did.
Yeah, no. Technically, my last name is Irish.
Your first name ends in a vowel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a good last name, Tonzo. Pete Tonzo. You know him, right? Out of East Boston. Pete Tonzo. Got the fruit stand.
My father, every time he heard a name, he was always trying to figure if it could be Italian. Or if the person maybe had an Irish last name, had part Italian in him.
Yeah, we do that still.
Yeah, I mean,
little names that are confusing. Exactly. Hey, what do you suppose that name is, huh?
Could be Portuguese.
He may not be a real Italian. He could be a fucking Algerian or a Hungarian. Probably we know. Right?
A lot of Spanish names are similar.
Yeah. You gotta watch out. A lot of phony Italians out there. Did we talk about the DNA test thing? So people that live in, not DNA, what do you call it? The genealogy. Yeah. We talked about that, right?
A little bit, I think.
The fucking...
Did you get it done?
No, I didn't. My brother did.
Oh.
But people who live in Italy, they're lucky if they come out at 70%, 6% Italian.
Oh, wow.
That's how watered down it is to a degree.
Who was your brother?
He was 86. We're considered, I could be different.
Yeah.
That's considered upper percentile.
Ooh, is this not
about
weird?
About to say, goddamn Italian.
I was different from my brother, so
well, that's
how does that work? It's the same parents.
I don't, I don't believe it. Do you believe this shit?
No.
How the fuck can they do this?
I don't know why, like, me and my brothers wouldn't be the same.
Right.
We get the same parents.
I don't get it. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he came back 1% fucking Ukraine, 2% some other stupid fucking country.
Yeah.
All like one and twos. How the fuck do they know this?
I don't know.
I don't buy
it. It's crazy. So that test there, I got people reaching out from all over the world. And we figured out that my second cousin has an illegitimate kid. He passed away, but he has an illegitimate kid. So my cousin, I'm friendly with his kids. So I'd let them know about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, I'm all your figures. That's dad.
A lot of people get hunted down with that shit.
Yeah.
Right? Got to be careful. A lot of criminals got popped.
It's crazy because I've talked, some people, they send you messages of nice, and I only check it like every 6 months or whatever. But people like nice, and they say, and you try to figure out, my great-grandmother was from Nova Scotia, blah, 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 and all that stuff, try to figure it out.
Italians like to say to other Italians, where are your people from? I'm Calabrese.
What part of the boot you from? Napoli.
Yeah, they all like to go, we're fucking Abruzzi. And I go, yeah? And everybody suddenly gets Italian. I go, well, I'm
Napolitano. Yeah. You're Napolitano, right?
I'm Napolitano.
Yeah.
I'm Napolitano on my mother's side and Sicilian on my father's side.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Some people differentiate. They go, no, you're half Italian, half Sicilian then. Instead of lumping
big
it into just being Italian.
Big controversy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of bullshit because the whole fucking place has been invaded and reinvaded. Not just Sicily. The whole fucking moon.
I hate to say this. I think the craziest Italians I know are half Sicilian.
You're right.
You notice that?
Is absolutely 1,000% fucking true.
Yeah.
The nuttiest Italians, the biggest fucking criminals, you name it.
Yeah.
Other Sicilians.
Yeah,
a Sicilian.
The Zips, right?
You know something? Because even in my own household, my grandmother, Nubbly Don, there's no good fucking Sicilian about my father.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. They said, he's a fucking Sicilian.
Really?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've actually had a couple of run-ins where I've noticed that, or people have told me that, like, other Italians being, like, super, like, derogatory and pissy towards Sicilians.
I don't have a problem with it unless they're pissy towards me. If they say, oh, you're not Italian, you're fucking, we're Sicilian, we're the real Italian. I mean, shit like that. I'm like,
bullshit.
No, fuck, yeah.
You know what's great, though, when you are fucking Sicilian like me? I love being Sicilian.
Oh, of course.
The two I got, I'm the fucking best. I'm a Southerner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm from the southern part of that fucking boot.
That's right. Yeah.
No, but being Italian is the fucking balls. I got about 15 things I follow on Instagram. I love Italian, growing up Italian,
it's
all that shit. The food, guys cooking, going fucking nuts. You go, hey.
I was at the feast in New York.
It's a beautiful
this week.
Thing.
Did you know how that was?
No, I didn't go.
It was good. I was in town anyways for something, so end up going over there, and I didn't even realize what was going on. I lucked out.
You recognized?
Went over,
and greeted?
Oh, yeah.
Appropriately?
So, yeah, so I went to Chinatown first.
I don't like the way the two are so close.
Well,
it fucks up the feast.
They're integrated because some Chinese restaurants are right in the middle of Mulberry Street.
Yeah, the Boston feast scene is the best.
Yeah.
Because that's a true fucking
Boston.
That doesn't abut another neighborhood.
I didn't go to the Boston one.
I went to one. I lasted about fucking 20 minutes.
This year?
Too crowded.
I can't do
it anymore.
I mean, I got to go undercover if I go. I did, for content, I put the hat on backwards and walked around. I got mobbed.
I bet.
You know,
you can't go to a fucking feast anymore.
But it was good because, I have cousins of mine. Was at their place over on Mulberry Street.
Yeah.
Hung out with them a little bit. They have a place.
You love being Italian?
Of course I do.
Yeah. The people talk to you about being Italian?
Yeah. Like, I've had fans come up to me and they'll be like, they're trying to be polite.
I'm so glad you're Italian.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I heard you're an Italian American. I'm all, yeah.
See, on the mostly. East Coast, it's so different. My wife from North Dakota. The father used to go, hey, you know something to the wife? There's an Italian in town.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
And then one time they talked about food, and the father goes, it's supposed to be good. I heard the Italians like it, so it must be good, right?
I'm half Italian and half bunch of other stuff.
Wait a minute.
You know.
Is this breaking news?
We know that.
I remember how fucking... What's the word for me? Surprised when I first heard? Do the people know? You want them to?
People know, I think, right? I think we've talked about it before.
I got to admit, it buckled my fucking knees.
Because I act so Italian,
you
right?
You were so fucking over-the-top pro-Italian. I said, this guy's more Italian than me, possibly.
You can tell he was brainwashed.
Well, we can see the dominant side.
Yeah.
And you know something? You certainly look Italian. I hereby deem you full Italian.
I enjoyed growing up Italian, but I also enjoyed the other side a little bit.
Did you? Yeah.
It was a different, so different. Like
different vibe.
Everybody was happy. Right?
Yeah.
It was a happier vibe. The food wasn't as good.
Well, they didn't ruminate as much as the Italians.
Yeah, right.
Laying in bed fucking plotting revenge, especially if you're a Sicilian. Look at me with the contractor. Oh, I can't fucking let it go. It's in my DNA. La Cosa Nostra was born on the island of Sicilia.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's still there.
Yeah.
Right? They can't get rid of it.
No. No. They control everything over there.
Now, as the non-Italian on the podcast, what makes Italians so different from everyone else? You guys got your own vibe and stuff going.
Food's the best. We're angry. We're crazy.
What about history? Michelangelo, Da Vinci, right? You can go on and on. Yeah, Rome.
Who invented the fucking telephone?
Right. Huh? How about fucking Garibaldi?
Yeah.
Wait, who the fuck is Garibaldi? Man,
excuse me. Who named this country? What's the name of this country?
Amerigo
Vespucci, right?
Vespucci, yeah.
Not Phil Esposito.
Yeah.
Amerigo Vespucci, an Italian. They named the fucking country
after him. Who discovered this country?
Right. The fuck? It's a good name. What's your name? America.
Yeah, right.
America Fiore, they call me.
Well, I mean, it's just the whole culture is pretty cool with the food, the anger, the passion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole attitude, the looks.
And other people give you a little sway. They back off. They go, well, you know, he's Italian. Yeah, you know,
and we're all connected.
That's all. He's got a big mouth, talks too much. He's loud, talks with his fucking hands, obnoxious prick. He's Italian. Let him go.
Yeah.
Lock him.
We're all mobbed up.
Yeah. You know, Italians all mobbed up. I used to hear that. And I used to go, that's right.
I know. I moved, before my kids were born, we moved into a development. And they're like, he doesn't go to work every day. I think he's in the mafia. I heard.
I didn't miss one day of fucking work as an Italian. You're labeled.
Worked out of the house, all right?
Yeah. He works. He says he works on the telephone out of the house.
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing?
But I felt back in the day in Somerville, there was two kinds, Irish and Italian. And a few occasional others, but mainly those two.
Yep.
There was like a rivalry, you know, to a degree. Went head to head a little bit.
Yeah, well, this town was like Irish, Italian, and Jewish, basically, right, Tons?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. All good people.
All good people.
Yeah, all good people.
But the Italian, I mean, where's the Irish section for the food? Where do I go? Oh, they don't have one. Oh, they don't have one.
Cabbage.
Yeah, they don't have any restaurants. You know any good Irish restaurants in town? I can go to them.
Yeah,
family's coming in from out of town.
Yeah, they sell Italian food.
And a friend of ours that's a comedian, he has a joke where Irish is the only ethnicity that's not represented in porn.
You can't. Oh, yeah. Top body Will, right?
Will Noonan, and check him out.
Let me ask you, are you Irish, Tons? I don't know.
There's some Irish in it.
Irish, but mostly Polish. I got a lot of Polish, Irish.
You're Indian too, right?
Yep. It's Native American Mi'kmaq.
Well, I was trying to get to the dick size thing, being Irish and all. But yeah. Maybe you're not enough Irish for that to apply to you.
Yeah, well, the Irish mixes with the Polish because Polish have, like, most Polish dudes have big for nothing fucking dongs. They're swinging around stupid fucking kielbasa, and they don't even know what to do with it.
What are you packing? Maybe 7 on a good day? 8?
It's not that much. Not really? That much. No. I'd say I'm on the better looking side of 6. And that's if I'm having a really good day.
Well, they say the average size is like 5.5, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
When you're hard.
How about this?
But the average size is like 3 inches, I think.
I'm way over the fucking average.
Yeah, of course.
I don't give a fuck. What am I going to say? Yeah. You are too, aren't you?
When I'm hard.
And the broads, they say, I love the length is great, but how about that fucking thickness? Woo wee.
Some girth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little girth going for me, but with that fucking Italian python you must have, you must have done a lot of fucking damage.
It's all scat up now. It goes with my body.
Yeah, but aren't Italians, they're all rumored to have like the biggest cocks out of the whites, right? Out of whites?
That's what they say, big sausage.
Without sounding like a fucking, you know, you talk about this, people say, well, what's the deal with that? But we used to go to the YMCAs, you know, we talked about it. Everybody walked around nude, health clubs nude. You know, the guys walk around with his fucking meat slapping around. Looks like you're a fucking say it. You can't help it. Yeah. You're not fucking looking to see
looks
it.
Looks like you got a squirrel.
But you know like something? A squirrel. All the little Italian guys, the little live 5'7"-8ers, had fucking salamis between their legs.
Yeah, because they were smaller.
They were all
looked bigger. Yeah.
They were all dick.
Fucking tripod.
And you can hear them walking down the fucking aisle. You hear it was slapping against the thighs. The fucking meat swing. All Italian guys, I'm proud to say.
So is it just fucking something in the water over there?
I don't know. I think they like genetics. To fuck so much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like nature
well,
adapted.
It is near Africa.
That's ooh. True.
You know, so.
Right.
Probably something to that. They say that the Italians have a little African, huh?
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Would you call yourself a fucking romantic?
I can be, yeah, with the right girl.
Like Marcello Mastroianni on the great Italian cinema star, right?
Oh, yeah.
Legend.
He was like
the
Robert
day.
De Niro.
Oh,
the 60s,
fucking
right?
Dolce Vita himself. Oh, yeah. Fellini, all that bullshit. He knocked up a broad outside the marriage, had a kid. The wife stayed married to him, and someone said to the wife, and he goes, "That's my Marcello. He's got so much love to give." He got a fucking pass. She said, "That's Marcello. I can't stop him."
Imagine if it was a Colombian girl he married.
He's got so much love to give.
You see, like a lot of, like, say, Colombians and, you know, Jewish, you don't know if they're Italian sometimes. Yeah. Right?
It's a fine line, yeah. Really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is a Spanish. Fine fucking line, man.
Yeah, you really can't tell if they're Italian.
I found out some dudes who were like so into being Italian. They did that test we were talking about before. They came back at less than 50, 40%. Their whole fucking world imploded.
Yeah, mine is.
I'm telling you, they were fucking ruined. Ruined.
Mine is like right down. I'm like right down the middle, 50, half 50. Italian. Yeah. And the other half, yeah, it's like.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
See, that's the thing.
How does that intrigues me. How can, like, your brother and my brother, it's a different percentage than what we have.
You could be more Ubangi.
Yeah, right. I don't understand.
So you got the fucking Italian part. You got the fucking Ubangi gene. But the genes move around.
Do all the genes vary per tadpole? You know what I mean?
It doesn't make any sense, but that's like an accepted fact of this whole thing.
I know. How about if I get
23andMe or whatever?
My brother's more Italian than me. I'll be bothered.
He was 86, right?
86.
That's a big... I never
that's
heard anybody,
high.
I never heard anyone being 86%.
They said, you know, there was a whole thing that came with it. If you're above this, you're considered, whatever, like they classified it. I was very pleased because I didn't know it was going to come back.
It's exactly what I figured it'd be because the two prominent ones was like the Irish English and then the Italian.
So they get a cell, they show it under the fucking microscope, they say to the other guy, you see this here? This is Ukrainian, this one here.
Yeah.
1%. This one's, let me see that cell. Oh, that's, you're Hakawi Indian. Yeah. You're 30% Hakawi Indian. They're making it up.
I can't stand the over-top Italians.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, you mean like, yeah, I know.
Like, it's, and most of those guys are people that, but, like, fucking, they're flexing that they're more Italian than they are, right?
You know,
right.
They got the hairy chest hanging out with the fucking pepper and the fucking Cadillac and fucking, you know.
The horn is like a, they beep the horn, it's like an Italian song.
That's above and beyond any acceptability. That's
too much. Yeah, we know you're Italian, buddy. Calm down.
Yeah, there's some people, they really want to out-Italian you.
Yeah.
And they want to look at you up and down and go, well, you're not a real Italian then, the way you act. You don't really fucking act full Italian.
You need to judge my Italianness.
How about the feast? Speaking of the feast, you know when they carry the fucking saints around? They get like 20, 30 fucking out of shape guys to carry 9,000 pound fucking saint.
A couple of them drop.
And then they stop and chant and do all kind of moves. A couple of years ago, I went to the Feast of St. Agrippina. And Agrippina, they make her a fucking saint. I mean, who makes these saints up, right? Anyway, they stop every now and then.
Who was she, Agrippina?
I don't even know what the fuck her specialty was. Something stupid, right? Everyone has a specialty. So these people are carrying the fucking thing around, right? And every now and then they would stop and go, Agrippina, Agrippina,
yeah.
And do some kind of fucking chant.
They say a prayer.
And then they pick it up and move again. They spin around with the fucking thing and stop and do another fucking chant.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
In Gloss, I was... I went to the. I didn't see him carrying the thing this year, the statue. But I know last year they were screaming "Viva San Pedro," because it's St. Peter's feast for the fish.
Yeah. And then they have in Italy, I guess, with the fucking the American contingency and the Sicilian or whatever. They fucking go on 50-mile treks, and the fucking saints meet in the 50-yard line of meat.
Jesus, really?
Oh yeah, it's a big event.
Mm.
Carry the fucking saint.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that?
No, because I don't believe. I mean, I'm Catholic, but I just don't believe
in
the church.
You don't believe that shit, right?
No, I don't believe in the church anymore because it's a big business.
Think how stupid it is. Go sit around bishops, whatever the fuck they are. Right? Hey, what do you say we name Be a Man, patron saint of fucking manliness? Yeah. Okay, Saint Be a Man. There it is. I mean, I don't buy it. Stupid.
No. It's like ever since the whole thing happened with the priest raping the altar boys, all that coming out, and then they put the same priest like in a different parish so he could do it again.
Yeah.
I'll send them over to Italy so they could hide like Bernie Law. I don't believe in any religion. It's all a big business.
That's tough to come back from.
Yeah, you know? It's all a big business.
Well, the Italians, all Catholics, back when we're kids, you better not eat meat on Friday. That's a sin.
Oh, God.
And then for a while, you actually believed it for a brief time in life. And then I go, wait a minute.
I know a few people. I know a lot of people
adhere
do it.
To it. I go, is it just for like tradition? I go, oh, no, it's against
you know what
religion.
Kind of meat a priest eats on Sunday, right?
What?
None.
I think they eat something else. Most of them. What's there, like one priest a fucking parish now?
Yeah.
No. There used to be 8-9 priests in the fucking house. They would smoke cigarettes all night.
You couldn't get into priesthood. My uncle, who was like the one who lived to be 107, holiest guy in the world. He wanted to be, he's so religious, knew everything. He could recite anything from the Bible.
Never got married?
Never get married.
That's two red flags. I'm sorry to say right there. I'm sorry. But I don't want to mean to say this.
When he was young, he had polio, so he was sickly.
Oh.
So they wouldn't take him in the priesthood. I mean, now I would think they would take anybody. The priests you see are all old.
If my son came to me and said, I'm going to be a priest, I'd say, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What are you trying to tell me? I'm going to be a priest, Dad. That's another way of saying, right?
I know. Yeah. What are you saying to me? Hey, what if your little girl comes in and says she wants to be a nun?
I'd be fucking traumatized.
Right? Yeah.
I'd gather myself and accept it. Yeah. Doesn't mean I have to like it. And what are you going to do?
I know.
It's not in my nature to disown my flesh and blood.
It's a kind of a sweet thing when a little girl says it, though, instead of like a boy saying you want to be a. It's like a different thing, right?
Imagine back in the day, Mom, Dad, I think I'm going to be a nun. You know, that I'm going to wear that fucking outfit. Remember the habit?
Look like a penguin.
Look like a fucking idiot. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, what a waste of a life. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, years ago, the parents would be like, oh, thank God, you know, that fucking.
You get shipped off.
Yeah. Thank God that you want to be a nun. And now fucking if they're like, yeah, I want to be a nun or a priest.
Right.
You're like, all right, I think I'm signing you up for therapy, Junior.
Be a man. Experience.
You cook a gravy? Yeah. Other sauce.
We call it gravy.
Yeah,
technically, gravy. If it's fucking meat in there, it's fucking gravy.
You cook it? You cook your own?
I haven't lately, no.
No, you've done it before.
I have the wife whip it the fuck up.
Yeah, she does like a good
real
job.
Man.
Does a good job?
Tremendous.
Yeah, it's good.
My wife's got fucking 1-2% Italian in her.
She does, huh?
Cooks like a real fucking Italian.
She's Italian, huh?
She can cook.
Here's my obvious question. If you guys call sauce gravy, what do you call regular gravy?
Gravy. Like brown gravy on a fucking meat?
Gravy. Like on a turkey
gravy. I'll call that gravy.
Yeah, I'll call that gravy.
It's like, you know, all the languages, like gravy means 12 different fucking things.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you're Italian saying, oh yeah, you're going to cook the gravy, you're not talking about fucking turkey gravy.
Yeah.
Right. You're talking about the red gravy.
And you know what's funny? This whole debate about calling it one or the other. It's a dumb debate. I mean, I know we're doing it here. We talked about it, but some people are serious. I go, Sushi, I need to know what you call it.
People get pissed.
I go, what's the right answer? What do you want to hear?
Yeah.
I mean, over it.
Yeah, people get pissed about it. It's like, whatever. I mean, I guess I kind of fucking...
I heard Chaz Palminteri himself on his podcast, right? He went through the whole explanation. He goes, if there's fucking meat in there, it's gravy.
And that makes totally sense to me. I would call it gravy based on that. The fact that it has meat in it. And sauce is before meat. Add meat, it turns into a gravy. That makes sense. You're using sauce as like kind of like the stock.
On Sundays, we had macaroni and fucking gravy.
We call it macaroni, not pasta.
Macaroni. There was all pastas,
was
right? Was macaroni under the macaroni umbrella.
I mean, raviolis were raviolis.
That was a separate entity. You're right.
Manicotti was manicotti. Right. You know, lasagna.
But like a ziti, a fucking rigatoni, whatever. Spaghetti. That was macaroni, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so macaroni was like the umbrella.
Yeah. It's like General Motors.
Unless it had cheese in it. You know what I mean? Unless it was something with cheese in it, then you call it by itself.
You like a nice fucking gnocchi or a cavatelli?
I don't mind it once in a while.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'd rather get filled up on meatballs and the meat, though. I'd love the meat and the gravy.
You know what I'm into? Motherfucker. Stuffed rigatonis. I had a hard on. I mean, I never really had them.
Yeah.
Now I can't eat enough of them.
You have stuffed shells? You ever have the big stuffed shells?
Yes. But to me, any better than lasagna, better than stuffed shells, the stuffed rigi. Try them out.
Be a man. Experience!
I think Italian broads are some of the most beautiful broads on the fucking planet. They are all fucking gorgeous, most of them. But the like high percentile, and it's like next level gorgeous. But the actual broads themselves are fucking cutthroat. They are so fucking intense.
They're like the fathers.
I know, they're taught by the fathers.
I dated an Italian broad, and she was like my favorite. She's still like the one that got away, like in my eyes.
Will you still choke it out to it?
Occasionally, yeah.
Good.
But we used to fight so fucking much, and it was like, for her, it was like nothing. She's like, I fucking argue all day long. This is just my life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I couldn't take it. It just fucking, like, the constant fucking, like, bickering, and then just so many questions and everything. Like, I wasn't built for it. It's fucking,
it's all a big discussion.
I just, you know, so, you know, my ex-wife was... All the girls I went on for a while were like half Italian, right? So I was engaged to someone who was half Italian, married someone who was half Italian, then girlfriend after that, half Italian. Like the three girlfriends after that, after I got divorced, half Italian. Just didn't work.
No.
Just fucking beefing, just clashing.
Yeah.
Butting heads, man.
Sometimes the half Irish, half Italian chicks are real tough, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got it from both sides. Yes. They're all little fucking peccadillos.
Yeah. Fucking stubborn. Right? Stubborn.
But, yeah, like say a Sicilian princess, Italian princess, a real, you know, Italian family. Those broads are tough. You're right.
They are tough.
They're like the fucking father. They'll grill you. They'll fucking...
No, yeah.
Then the big thing Italian says, I'm not yelling. This is how I talk. Not yelling.
Yeah.
I have to say that to my son, my young son. He goes, what are you getting all aggressive for and yelling? Like, every fucking day I go, I'm not. I'm talking to you firmly as a fucking man Italian.
Toughen him up.
Like to a kid. I go, listen, don't go over there. Bah, 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 bah. I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah, right.
He accuses
me
of fucking being aggressive.
Yeah.
He uses that word. He goes, don't get all aggressive on me. I go, aggressive? A fucking backhand to the fucking face. That's aggressive.
Different world.
Well, mm-hmm. And then, like, as Bostonians, we have fucking, like, kind of like that aggressive attitude anyway. And then you add the Italian into the mix.
Aggressive and angry.
Yeah. Perfect combination.
Right.
How about bocce? We play Tonzo, you're playing, right, this year?
Yes, I am. I'm an alternate.
How you doing?
Not doing too good. I had a hot hand in the middle of the season, and it's run cold.
How's the team doing?
Team's doing shit.
Oh, really?
We're below 500.
Are you in a slump?
Oh yeah, we've had a couple of off and ons.
He takes a shot. He looks at the ball, then looks at his feet, then he takes a shot.
Yeah. It's so funny. All the Italians, they fucking criticize my stance. But that's why I instantly loved bocce when I first went down there and saw the magic that is known as the Lynn Italian American Citizens Club. Like, going down there, it used to be just like a movie. I never played bocce. I was never exposed to it. But I always loved how it's basically, it's an everyman's game. And anyone can be a hero. You don't have to be athletic, which is something that I enjoy because I'm not, you know, and everybody can have their day in the sun, and it's fucking, it's just great.
There's always a good spread down there. It's like 100 people down there. Sometimes there's some fist fights. It gets interesting down there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great talking Italian game, bocce. Fucking guys talking, hanging, nice and easy, loose, relaxed.
Smoking cigars outside.
Fucking wear regular clothes if you want to fucking dress you. Yeah. Don't need no special fucking outfit or anything.
But obviously, fucking Italians are great ball busters, and that's where that comes out, is fucking on the bocce court. Mm-hmm. You just hear it all fucking night. Just four guys on each side just talking shit to each other the whole fucking night. I've
broken up many a fight down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? Is that place still happening? Still
Do. There's so many teams. Well, because of COVID, they were doing like half the teams on a Wednesday and half on a Thursday. Now they're still doing it, right? We took on more teams.
Yep.
Yeah, so I've played a couple of times this year. I'm an alternate now, and the team I'm an alternate for is pretty good.
So what does that mean? They call you if they need you?
Yeah, they call me.
In the fucking bullpen?
Unfortunately, they call me about 5 weeks in a row, and I couldn't make it, unfortunately. But now that the summer's over.
Like, Pete can't make it, can you come kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they had me penciled in. I walked out of the bullpen and fucking didn't touch a bocce ball in a year, and I was fucking lights out.
Crushed them?
Right out of the bullpen. I walked right on the court. Didn't take, because I was running late. I didn't take any practice shots, and I fucking put it right on the Pelini.
And that's bocce magic, too, because it's like, it's not like everybody has a fucking bocce court and they're fucking back at and they're taking dry swings. Yeah. You know, like, it's nobody practices. The only time you get practice is when you're playing a game.
Yeah, and you basically get two practice shots.
Yeah,
I went in the house of Mike's Pastry years ago. The guy Mike, he had a fucking bocce ball court in the house.
Really?
I mean, the guy had everything. He had a fucking pool in the house, in the fucking house.
Wow!
You come over inside the house, we whip up a fucking nice bocce ball game.
Oh, that's
and the whole
fucking dope
area surrounded made it look like you were in the fucking villa.
Oh, that's sick.
What town's you live in?
It was in Saugus.
I was gonna say Saugus got some of the most unbelievable houses, right?
Fucking Greece, fucking Palooza.
You get Revere, but then you got the richer Italians made it over to Saugus.
I gotta say, man, Saugus
is unbelievable.
There's nothing like the tacky, over the top Greece fucking house.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta give it up. Yeah, it's so
you get the fucking
up.
The curtains and the fucking statues inside the house.
The statues,
and
the fucking wrought iron, the masonry, the whole fucking thing is like. Some of it is, man, that's
the artwork. Fucking, you come in, they say sit down, they throw food in front of you. Right? Any Italian house you go into, first thing they say is, what do you want to eat? You want to eat? They keep on asking, sure you don't want something to eat?
And if you don't eat, you're
come on,
asshole.
Eat some.
You have to, or you insult them.
Oh yeah, you're eating straight up.
Well, what's the matter? You don't want to eat. What's the matter?
You know what sucks though? When you see the old lady getting the fucking 3-day leftover out of the refrigerator, you really don't want it. You go, fuck, eat it.
I like my favorite is like you get like a fucking, they'll give you a hunk of provolone cheese with salami. Yeah. You know, some roasted
and
peppers,
a black coffee.
Yeah.
It's always looking
up to a shot of Anisette.
Espresso coffee. Yeah. All fucking day
limoncello.
Long.
Now, do you guys like a little buca in the coffee? You guys
do? Yeah, I don't mind it. A little buca's not bad.
The fucking holiday season with that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And limoncello is obviously...
Limoncello.
I know.
Limoncello.
That's what we call it down at the club. Whenever we win a game of bocce, which is few and far between, we take a photo with all of us doing the cheers with the
traditional limoncellos.
And they suck out loud in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good during the season. In the playoffs, they usually choke. A lot of times they'll come in first or second place.
I know a kid, Frankie Limoncello.
Ooh.
Nice name, huh?
It sounds fake.
I know this guy made his homemade limoncello was fantastic.
Yeah. You like the creamy kind?
Yeah, it was creamy.
That's
yeah.
The best, that's the best kind.
Yeah, yeah, the cream, I go home. Yeah. Like the regular kind, I never got into. I tried.
It's a whole different scene.
It is.
I got friends making it. Everybody's making it. And I says, what's the process? Maybe I'll do it. Fucking two steps in, like, oh, I'm out. It's too many fucking maneuvers.
Yeah, yeah.
Staging, fucking this, that, aging it, locking it up. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. I am out. Say no more.
What's the other super popular Italian liquor?
Innocent. Amaretto.
Not Innocent Amaretto. It starts with a G, isn't it?
Galliano?
Like, Galliano. Galliano.
That's so 80s.
You get the big fucking thing. The bottle goes up. Fucking 4 feet high.
It dominated the fucking bar with the 6 foot bottle out of nowhere with the gold liquid inside.
Galliano's good.
I think that went out of favor though, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't see it that much. I mean, it's they're all very, you think like Anisette and Galliano, Limoncello, very similar.
I remember something similar Galliano stingers.
Like a licorice taste.
Wait a second. What's a fucking Galliano stinger?
It was Galliano with fucking Anisette or some other mixed sugary drink. And you get all fucked up.
You don't really. You think you're drinking a soda.
Oh. Right? Yeah. You know something? I haven't sipped Galliano in fucking 25
years.
Well,
that's pretty high proof.
I don't want it
That's
anymore.
More than like Anisette.
Would you ever say, what do you want to drink? Give me a Galliano. You wouldn't say that, would you?
No.
No.
Never.
Well, the big thing now is everybody's drinking the fucking Aperol spritzes, and that comes from Italy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like Amaretto.
I like San Pellegrino. The fucking the blood orange fucking sodas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the Italians.
Yes.
Right? The lemon ones, good.
Those are expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
They're worth it once in a while.
But they got them in the grocery store.
If I'm going to have a can of tonic, that's what I'm going to have.
Tonic?
Yeah.
I love fucking when someone says tonic. Some people go, what are you, sick? What are you, on medicine? We called it tonic. Yeah, we never called it pop.
Never.
Never called it soda.
That's tonic.
Yeah.
Pop is Midwest.
My wife would pronounce Capicola like that.
Capicola.
I go, stop.
Capicola.
What did you just say? Capicola. That's what it says. That's how it's spelled. I go, don't you ever say that either. It's Gabagool.
Gabagool.
Yeah. She says, how do you get Gabagool out of Capicola? I go, it's there.
Where does the G come from?
And pasta fasciola is now pasta fasciol. Pasta fasciol. She says, what did you say? I want some pasta fasciol.
Be a man.
Experience. Yeah, I love being Italian. Wouldn't trade it for anything, any other race or ethnicity or color or anything. You know, I love it.
Me too, be a man. I grew up an Italian as an Italian myself. We had the grandparents in the house, the whole fucking deal, head to toe Italian household. It was the greatest thing in the world. Food upstairs, food downstairs, everybody walking around, fucking uncles, aunts coming over. It was beautiful.
Mm.
Best thing there was.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.